The word doula actually is a Greek word, literally meaning servant or slave. It's come down through the generations to mean a woman serving another woman in labor.
That's Sue Osborne. She's a doula. Full disclosure, she was my doula. Sue supported my husband Jeff and I through the birth of our daughter last year.
Just turn around here and lean on this. Come on. Yeah, okay.
Sue coached me through every single contraction and held my hands while my husband applied a heating pad on my back.
You're okay.
And when it was clear that it was time to leave the house, she let us know.
Jeff, did you call the hospital?
It was so reassuring to have Sue there, reminding me through the most excruciating pain of my life that it was just a matter of time before I'd be holding my baby girl in my arms. As it turns out, there's mounting evidence in the scientific literature that supports the use of doulas for improving birth outcomes. On average, 1 out of 5 doula-assisted births end in a C-section, compared to 1 out of 3 without a doula. There's also
the 9% reduction in use of any pain medications, a 31% reduction in the use of synthetic oxytocin to speed up labor, a 34% reduction in reporting a negative birth experience.
That's Carol Sakala from the National Partnership for Women and Families. She's citing data from a study she co-authored back in 2012 in which she systematically reviewed 22 trials involving more than 15,000 birthing women. The study is cited in a consensus statement that was issued in 2014 by 2 leading medical societies, calling doulas one of the most effective tools to improve labor and delivery outcomes with no associated measurable harms. Dr. Maura Quinlan is the Illinois chair of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG. She says the evidence in support of doulas is indeed strong.
I think that doulas certainly can help, especially for high-risk women who don't have as much support, perhaps with them.
Such as teen mothers who might otherwise be laboring alone. Which begs the question, why aren't doulas more common? Sakala quotes the late pediatrician and champion for doula care, John Kennel.
He said, if a doula were a drug, it would be unethical to withhold it.
Sakala says drug companies have enormous resources for getting new medications and tests into hospitals. Not so for doula advocates.
We don't have a similar kind of effective corporate interest in making doula care widely available.
So right now, only about 6% of births in the U.S. are attended by doulas, which may not be surprising given that few insurance companies cover them, and the out-of-pocket costs can range from a few hundred to a couple $1,000s. Nan Strauss is the Director of Policy and Research at Choices in Childbirth.
It has been a service that has simply been out of reach for the vast majority of the population.
That's something Strauss and Sakala would like to change. Earlier this month, their organizations published a brief urging insurers, and Medicaid in particular, to include coverage of birth doula services.
It's going to give more women access to what we have thought of as a boutique service that goes along with your espresso maker and your fancy vacation or whatever. But in fact, that's not the case.
Strauss says every woman has a right to evidence-based care, regardless of her income level. And if improving birth outcomes isn't enough motivation, Sakala says insurance companies that cover doula services are likely to save money in the end, since C-sections can cost nearly twice as much as vaginal births. Dr. Quinlan, the ACOG representative, agrees that doulas should be a covered service and says her experiences caring for patients with doulas have been largely positive. But she would like to see some measures put in place to ensure mutual respect and collaboration between doulas and hospital staff.
There are some doulas who are distrustful, or not respectful of the medical system, and are really tough because any time any decision is made, some doulas encourage the woman to refuse intervention or refuse whatever that is medically necessary for her and her baby.
In response to such concerns, Strauss says states can put safeguards in place to limit Medicaid reimbursements only to doulas with a certain level of training and experience, which would ideally ensure doulas not overstep their bounds as non-medical care providers. Coverage for doula services by Medicaid became possible, at least theoretically, in 2013. That's when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced a provision that would allow states to cover so-called preventive services from non-licensed professionals, so doula services could be covered as long as they've been recommended by a licensed physician or midwife. But even with this provision, Sakala says progress toward getting doula services covered by Medicaid has been slow.
There's no great billing code right now for this purpose.
So far, two states, Minnesota and Oregon, have passed laws that should make it possible for doula services to be covered by Medicaid. And in a study published last week, researchers found that publicly insured women in Minnesota who received doula support had lower rates of preterm births than C-sections, with a demonstrated overall cost savings to Medicaid of roughly $1,000 per birth. For Medicaid patients in Illinois, families desiring a doula have to foot the bill alone. John Hoffman, spokesman of the Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services, declined an interview but said in an email that doula services are not currently covered, and he's not aware of proposals to add them.
So, how do you feel like your birth went?
The day after my daughter's birth, Sue came back to the hospital, and we talked about how everything went.
Jeff told me he'd seen a woman he'd never seen before.
Yeah,
you were having
expressions on your face. I was like, that's...
Yeah. So, and you know how strong women are when you watch them do something like that.
Yeah.
You're a strong person. You're powerful. And I hope you feel good about how you labored.
I did feel good about my labor. And while I can't know for sure how differently things would have gone without Sue there, the data support the notion that having a doula can make a difference. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Christine Herman.